God's Word, the power to prosper. The Bible is a living, breathing document. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, puts it this way. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Bible is also able to make any bad situation good. If God made a promise to prosper you, which He did, He will do it. However, not only are the promises true, they are also conditional. You must accept by faith that the Scriptures are the inerrant truth from God Himself. Next, you must obey the Scriptures. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 9 states, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." Mankind was separated from God by Adam's sin of disobedience. The only way God could redeem humanity back to Himself was by first giving. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." As a result of God giving His only begotten Son, Jesus, He received a family as numerous as the stars in the heavens. Giving is the key to unlocking the promises of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 35 instructs us in this way. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus that He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Luke chapter 6, verse 38 puts it like this. "Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." So as you prepare to receive God's promise of prosperity for your life, put first things first. As you meditate on the Scriptures regarding giving, you'll better understand why God desires to see you prosperous. You'll then be prepared to receive your prosperity. You'll also see that prosperity means much more than money and material things. I recorded many of these Scriptures in the first person as though I was talking directly to God and He to me, as in truth it is. Picture yourself as the recipient of God's promise of prosperity. As you give abundantly, you will receive abundantly.